International Women's Day,
on March 11th, join the Locked Out Women programmers of CKLN FM in Toronto for a 5-hour national radio direct action.
Tune in at www.rmr.fm from 5 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen to the voices and stories of queer women, women of color, social activist women, and women living in the margins for a challenging oppression in all of its forms as we reclaim the airwaves.
Marking International Women's Day, Locked Out Women hosts and DJs of CKLN will stream to the internet from the Imperial Pub in downtown Toronto for a 5-hour national broadcast.
On March 11th, listen at www.rmr.fm
and be part of this landmark event in community-powered grassroots media.
For more information and for a list of campus community radios across Canada that will be carrying our signal, visit takebackourradio.blogspot.com.
This IWD, take back, tune in, and reclaim.
Yes, this is Take Back Our Radio here on www.rmr.fm. How's everybody feeling? Yeah. Well, this has been an excellent, excellent 5 hours. We're going to be finishing off at 10. You're going to be liming with me until 10 p.m. Before we get into some really wonderful woman music, we are going to go through some thank yous.
Definitely, and you know what, we want to big up the sister stations from across Canada, CKUT in Montreal, CHRY in Toronto, CFRU in Guelph, CJUM in Manitoba, Co-op Radio in Vancouver, CJSF in Burnaby, The Black Mass Show on CKUW in Winnipeg, CHRS in Fredericton, and we can't forget CFRC at Queen's University in Kingston, and KNFSLP 98.1 to Lair, California. And as I said, as we said, as all of you are testament to it, we're having listeners from around the world. That means something. That means we are taking back the radio. We're not asking to take back. We don't have to that, right? We're taking it. Exactly. It's that simple. International Women's Day is a celebration. Let's make International Women's Day something that we see every day. And it is a testament tonight for all the women that were here and all the supporters that were here broadcasting for women, showing our power, showing our strength, showing the fact that we can and we will not be silenced. And we're going to listen to Lyman.
Yeah, we're going to listen to Lyman. And we just wanted everyone to know what has been missing on the airwaves in Toronto. We demand that we have it back. Our voices need to be heard. And right now, what I want to do is, we've been blessing this space all day. And thank you, Imperial Pub. But right now, one thing I have done on my show is, yes, I love my calypso and I love my soca music. I also want to show the world that calypso soca music, it's a happy music. It's about letting go your cares and worries. We are also political within that song.
Absolutely.
And especially the women who are doing the music right. And so we're going to start off with Ella Endall, our African Trinidadian woman who blesses us, who is there for all women, especially women, empowering women who have experienced all forms of violence. And so we're going to bless her this show with Warriors Awake right now, CKLN 80. They're going to CKLN, Take Back Our Radio.
Take Back Our Radio.
I went right back into Lyman. thank you for that. I appreciate that. Here we go, Ella and Dal.
Touch the sun, darkness passing me.
up, you must opt out. Try to seek them out. Liberate yourself and live, yeah. And give father that you're born and still alive.
As the Imperial Pop kick back on the radio. So we are here at Take Back Our Radio. You know, I want to do a special thanks. You know, during this whole process when so many of us have been ousted, it was so hard for us. We never thought that our voices would be silenced in that way. And being, I don't know, proud or not, being one of the people who actually was the first to be escorted out with the security there, it really hit me like how important it is to have us on the air. And I especially want to thank all of us who have been out here going to meetings and making a difference, trying to reclaim CKLN. But I also want to say thank you to the board that we elected.
That's right.
For them showing up every week to like make a difference at CKLN. So thank you. They've come in and out tonight, and we just want to say thank you.
And also the people that are still on the picket lines.
Yes.
As well. You know,
exactly.
Rain, heat, or snow. You are out
They're
there.
Out there. And actually, there's one this Sunday, 12 o'clock, outside 55 Gulch. Please come out and support. Yeah, that's really brave with the cold weather. I try my hardest, but I'm there in spirit. So, Lisa, I wanted to also talk to you now. You are the woman behind, the woman at the wheels with Reggae Mania. So tell me how that experience is, especially when it comes to reggae, not only reggae, but dancehall.
Right. You know, I mean, we are a show that is dancehall. And sometimes we are, you know, at loggerheads, Ron and myself, because if you know dancehall, you know some of the lyrics. But, you know, I like to look at women like Tanya Stevens and Lady Saw, who have been integral in the dancehall community. For example, Lady Saw, who started off in gospel, and just to let you know, she tried to have a career in gospel music on a reggae flavor, and she chose to switch and get into dancehall just to be able to have a career mm-hmm. in music and reggae. But then we also have our Marcia Griffiths, our Rita Marley's, and many, many women who hold it down for us. But dancehall is a particular mm. aspect of reggae music that, there's a lot of problems with the lyrics and yeah. things like that. But there are women behind the scenes, because outside of working as co-host with Ron, I work with various artists yeah. like Baby Sham and Madhouse Records and things like that. So I do have a bit of a voice and an input to say, you know,
This is really sexist. You know what I mean? Need to stop.
Yeah, and
which you don't necessarily get on radio, right?
Exactly.
Because we're just playing the hits, and the hits are the ones that, you know, you find the sexism, you find violence.
That's right. That's
right. But at least to have you there, and for CKLN to do that.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And then we have the lyrical rawness of the Lady Saws and the Spice, who come out and say, "Oh yeah, well this is our spin on how you see our bodies." And I mean, I don't always agree with it, but a girl like Spice who works in alliance with Madhouse will say, you know what, if you can have 10 gal, I can have 10 man,
mm-hmm.
and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, sometimes it's an odd that you kind of say, but mm-hmm. Women are doing things, and there's a lot of women, believe it or not, who, of course you're going to believe it, that's why we're all here, who are producing these
mm-hmm.
tracks and writing as ghostwriters and things like that. So we are in the scene, and you know, sometimes Ron and I, as I said before, we'll get into it, and it's a debate that's necessary, and it's good that there's someone that's on the show, so when these questions come up, I'm
mm-hmm.
not afraid to say, I don't think so.
Right.
You know what I mean? And this is a spin from a woman's perspective. And then, you know, we have the Tanya Stevens and the Queen Afrikas.
Exactly. Who's amazing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Who can answer back to the dance hall mm-hmm. in their way. So it's been a trip. It was 15 years. And it's, as it is now, RMR FM.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to say the importance of this broadcast is not only for International Women's Day, but I have watched and I have witnessed the joy of seeing people come back and touch the mic and touch
mm-hmm.
the airways tonight. And I can't even go there and tell
it
you
felt great.
How, you know, how just witnessing that and sharing that vibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important that we are here as women who were dismissed. And I have to bring you to a point there that I remember when you were being, I think, harassed
mm-hmm.
and absolutely abused
mm-hmm.
by those people that we voted out democratically, and I believe by the bylaws.
Yeah.
We had you on the phone, and so while Barry Johnson was talking to you, I was online saying, this is what is happening, this is what is happening to her. So, I mean, big up to you as well, because you were the first, and it was physical, and you survived, and you're here today. So let's give her a round of applause, and that applause extends itself to yourself, all the women here, all of the supporters, all of the people have made this broadcast possible, and this is only the beginning.
Exactly, this is
only
the
beginning.
And
that's
Mr.
Right.
Norman is here, big him up, he's here, how are you doing? Right on.
Surviving.
I want to talk about, you know, there's so many shows playing Calypso Soca, playing dancehall, playing R&B, playing hip-hop. What was so important with the ones that was ousted is that we did it with a political stand. We made sure that we were there for the community. We made sure that we weren't going to have violence in there, that we're not going to be homophobic. And we made each other, we tried our hardest to make each other accountable for that. So even though these songs they had, they were making money, we had made a stance and said no. And so for my show with Calypso and Soca, I mean, there's some of those songs that, you know, they sung in real good, but the lyrics, could, you know, be something to challenge. I won't play it. I will enjoy it. I wanted to make sure that we empower, especially my African community and the community at large. So we're almost done, but one song I want to play, it is one I have been playing every year for the 12 years that I play, especially for IWD. And what is his name, Norman? Remind me. Yeah, he died just before the station went crazy. Guyanese man, he was very sick. And he would call, Colin Martin would call me every week to give me support. He passed away, unfortunately. And right before the station went down, it's almost like he was gone and the station went mm-hmm. with him. And that's how I see it. And this is one person that he loves, singing Sandra. And I had to play it every Wednesday. And you know, my friends would go, God, Vulia again. But I had to play it. And this is Die With Dignity, singing Sandra, here on Take Back All Radio. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. We just want to remind you, free the airwaves, reclaim CKLN. You can sign a petition, just go to takebackourradio.blogspot.com or join the picket Sunday at noon. You'll get all that information. You can also contact the takebackourradio@gmail.com. We're going to reclaim our radio, you know it, and that's what this was all about, International Women's Day. All of you who came out, all of you supportive of radio, want to take it away.
Yes, and you know what? We want to thank all those organizations and community allies who have stepped up, endorsed this project, this broadcast, and who contributed to making it a reality. I also want to pass on to everyone, this has been a long fight, and you know what? And for somebody who felt like giving up this fight, I am pleading you, do not give up the fight. We need to be back on the airwaves. We have elected a board who is trying their darndest to get back our community radio. Please come out, show support, show up at the rally on Sunday at midday, and please check out the website, as Lisa said, so that you can find out what is happening. We also, and I just want to say that you all are fine examples of what community is, and what our community is here. That's in Toronto. Right. So thank you. And you know, this is the wonderful end of our program. I am told that we could actually get copies of this song. You go to reggaemania.com and you will be able to get, if you haven't, for me, I have to listen to the whole thing. So you could go to reggaemania.com so you could hear the whole program, and please pass it on. So I think we're saying good night.
Good night, and thank you again.
International Women's Day. On March 11th, join the Locked Out Women programmers of CKLN FM in Toronto for a 5-hour national radio direct action.
Tune in at www.rmr.fm from 5 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen to the voices and stories of queer women, women of color, social activist women, and women living in the margins who are challenging oppression in all of its forms as we reclaim the airwaves.
Marking International Women's Day, Locked Out Women hosts and DJs of CKLN will stream to the internet in the Imperial Pub in downtown Toronto for a 5-hour national broadcast.
On March 11th, listen at www.rmr.fm
and be part of this landmark event in community-powered grassroots media.
For more information and for a list of campus community radios across Canada that will be carrying our signal, visit takebackourradio.blogspot.com.
This IWD, take back, tune in, and reclaim.